Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. It's the Sarah and Vinny show. Vinny is sick today. And so sitting in for Vincent this morning is the one and only Johnny Mosley.
Jonathan.
Oh, Jonathan Mosley.
Yes, Jonathan. Oh,
Mr. John. How about just Mr. Mosley?
Well, you call him Vincent, then I'm Jonathan.
Okay,
you call him Jonathan. Mr. Hassan,
I see.
Then I'm Mr. Mosley.
I'll call you Jonathan.
I hope you feel better, Vinny. But here's my best attempt at giving away stuff.
All right.
Santana and Earth, Wind, and Fire.
What?
Woo!
What kind of show is this?
Oh, I'm air guitaring right now. Give me this. Give me that. Oh. It's a hot one.
Coming
to the Bay Area for two shows. June 23rd at Shoreline Amphitheater and June 24th. Damn it.
So
June
close.
24th at Concord Pavilion.
Yeah.
Great spot to see a show. Right now, caller number 9 at 1-800-400-3697 instantly wins a pair of tickets to the Concord Pavilion show. Tickets go on sale Friday, February 28th at 10 a.m. at LiveNation.com.
Oh, yeah. That was a good giveaway.
Yeah.
Who's answering the phones, Brandon? All right, Brandon, you get to talk to little Brandon. He's not little. He's a grown man. I don't know why.
Brandon.
As far as I'm concerned,
they
could literally be my children.
Little Brandon. That's so Trumpy.
I know.
You just give people derogatory
little Brandon,
nicknames.
Brandon, you're so little. You're tiny. You like a tiny speck.
Sarah has huge hands. Did you notice that? Look at those things.
Yeah, she does. Mm-hmm.
They're regular size hands.
Well, I mean, they're pretty. They're beautiful. They're elegant, is what I meant to say. Elegant, long
feet.
Fingers. But that's good for playing guitar, right?
Sure. Piano.
And bass.
Piano.
So, yeah.
I'm no good at playing the bass. My fingers aren't strong enough. Like my hand cramps when I play the bass. Well, anyway, it's very exciting, that show. God, I love Santana. I love Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Are they? They're not local gems, right? Earth, Wind, and Fire? Santana's local.
Santana's local. I don't know
Earth, Wind, and Fire is
from.
Yeah.
They're from all the
Man,
they're
how many
just
hits
the elements.
Those guys have made?
So many. My God.
Incredible.
So let's do some trash. The Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Podcast.
Oh, yes.
New episodes every Monday at radio.com, radioalice.com, and wherever podcasts are sold.
That's
they're
right.
free.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lot of very nice people
that
listen
to.
We do. Oh, my God.
Man, it's fun.
Yesterday was just, it was just a CF at times. Like, what is happening?
New studio, too.
Yeah, well, new studio.
The thing is, it's a very tight show. Like, we run a very strict... Like, right now, this stuff that's printed out saying where we're going, that's nothing compared to what we have on the show.
I mean,
we run a very tight ship over there.
Yeah.
You would think it's scripted.
Yeah, you would think.
You would. Yes, that is true. People who've listened to the show are nodding their heads right now going, oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, I've never heard anything so tightly
it's
run.
It's very focused.
It is. Highly focused. Nobody ever goes off on some...
Tangent.
Wackadoo, right? Oh, and by the way, I want to say, I guess 2 weeks from now, Hooman is on the show.
Oh, yeah.
We cut a few of them yesterday, so Hooman got there a little bit later. And if you're wondering what's going on with Hooman, you won't find out. He's just there and hanging out.
He does his own hijack.
He's just a good friend of yours and comes by.
Earth, Wind, and Fire, they're from Chicago.
Okay.
I've been wanting to do this. The kids. The AP team handed me this story a couple days ago, and I don't know why I haven't gotten to it yet, but it's been on my mind constantly since they gave it to me. Madison Bumgarner, who was our guy, you know, through the big years.
Yeah, no, I'm listening. I want to hear about this. What's going on?
So he is just, you know, top of the heap. He's one of the great pitchers. He's amazing.
Oh no.
What no, happened? No, he's fine, but he's living a double life.
Oh.
A total double life.
No.
He goes by the name of Mason Saunders.
Okay.
Which is a shortening of Madison.
Uh-huh.
And his wife's maiden name.
Uh-huh.
And he's a rodeo roping rider. Have you heard this?
No.
So he grew up riding horses, doing rodeo events, mm-hmm. you know, in addition to, of course, you know, Little League or whatever, however he started with that.
Right.
He's been competing in rodeo events under the alias Mason Saunders. He just won a $26,000 prize in a team roping competition in December.
No way.
I'm not kidding.
God, I love this guy.
So Bumgarner told, I guess, The Athletic. You must be familiar with that publication. He told, it's a website, I guess.
I just read an article about the baseball scandal from The Athletic the other day. So
oh, right, the whole Astros thing?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Bumgarner says that he's been competing in rodeos for a while, including March of last year, 2 days before pitching for the Giants in a Cactus League spring training game. This is his passion in life.
Amazing.
He's saying once he's done with baseball, he's just going to be a professional rodeo guy. For, you know, the rest of the, as long as he can ride, I guess.
He must be able to, like, literally wrap his heels around, like, the bottom of the horse. Which got to be his total
advantage.
Maybe
they give
advantage.
Him big horses, I don't know.
But he just does, he does team roping.
Yeah, team roping. So
that's where they, like, come out and two on a horse and they,
two
the,
on
the calf,
two horses, the
calf
calf's
runs
between,
out or the cow or whatever.
One gets the head, one,
get,
gets, the
one gets the
back
the feet. And then they jump off and they got to tie the feet together
hog-tie
or whatever.
The thing, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
How cool is
he's
that?
He's been doing it since he was, let's see, he started team roping at 15 or 16 years old. He's been at it so long, he says it's just part of who you are.
Mad respect.
He just agreed, he agreed to an $85 million 5-year contract with the Diamondbacks back in December, and people said, you joined them, you went with the Diamondbacks, mm-hmm. because you can have horses there.
Right, oh, because in Arizona, yeah, absolutely, yeah. I don't think he was a fan of, you know, this art, the Bay, you know, the whole Bay Area. Because he's like from Georgia or something, right?
Yeah, I don't know where he's from.
Yeah.
So he signed that contract in December, just 2 months ago, about 2 weeks after winning that rodeo competition.
Amazing.
Yeah, I finished up the competition, signed my $85 million deal. I brought home $26,000 in that comp. remember him injuring his shoulder in 2017? He got in a dirt bike accident.
That's right. I remember. I was just trying to think of that.
He missed 3 months of his season here as part of the San Francisco Giants.
So I wonder if he gets to, like, at his level of swagger, if you will, and ability, if when they make that contract for $85 million, if the Diamondbacks say, no, I mean, we know you like to rope. Obviously, they can't prevent him. So do they have to write that in? Like, he gets to do whatever he wants, and you can't cancel this contract
I wondered the same thing. He's actually saying that when he hurt himself in that dirt bike accident and missed a bunch of games, he apologized. He said it was a stupid decision that likely violated his contract. Whenever you got someone that highly paid, like, I'm sure they've got insurance policies on them, but there are definitely clauses that say you can't do these stupid things. But maybe because they didn't specifically say rodeo stuff.
Well, and also in the end, you know, when you have that kind of clout, what are they going to do?
Right.
They're going to admonish you and say, hey, you shouldn't have done that. They're not going to kick him off the team. Like, they're begging to keep him, right?
Right,
like,
I
you
guess.
Need him. Like,
please
I've heard,
get well.
Like, I don't know if you've seen online, but Tom Brady is a big skier now. He loves
to ski. I did not know that.
Yeah, he skis at this exclusive private club in
Yellowstone
Montana.
Club?
Yeah.
Oh, and, John is going to be so bummed to hear that.
Well, you can understand. I mean, if you were like, it would be a total
no, because we're never getting
ski anywhere else.
I know,
but,
right?
But
he's got to go where all the
but
rich
there's
and
a video
go.
Of him on Instagram, totally like yard sailing off in the park, in the terrain park. Like he's trying to hit the terrain park feature and loses skis, poles, the whole nine yards. Actually, I might be making that up. There's a video of him yard sailing.
Okay.
I swear.
I will find that.
And so, and all the Patriot fans are mad at him and stuff like that. And so I was
like, you're already old and decrepit in your 40s.
Right. Like, you're going to ruin our season or whatever. And I'm sure he only skis certain times of the year.
Well, we don't even know if he's going to be ours. If he gets broken, we don't want him anymore.
Right, right. And so, I don't know if he writes that in his contract or if he's just like, what are you going to do about it?
Right.
Like, I'm going to live my life, do what I want. If I get hurt, I'm Tom Brady. Go ahead. Fire me.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
How will I feed my children?
Yeah. Or like, don't worry. I got 15 other teams that are going to snatch me up.
Right. You know? They'll take me broken.
Right. Right.
Over what they got.
Leverage.
Anyway. So the Diamondbacks general manager.
There it is. Yeah. See?
Oh, are we looking at the Tom
yeah.
Brady?
Yeah.
Here he comes.
Oh, my God. Oh. Straight over the bow.
Oh.
He did the whole trying to fly thing with his arms.
I love that he went over the tips. Like, when I try to teach people to jump, I want them to go hips over tips. Because most people's inclination is to sit down.
Yes.
Right? Like, they lean back when they come up the jump. And it's very hard to get them to, like, understand you got to get your body over your tips. You have to match the landing. And he obviously, like, going for it. But the consequences of going over the front are much worse.
Well, there's a potential for a broken neck.
And so he goes over the tips. He didn't really get his hips through. That's the problem. See how he didn't actually pop, but he's going.
So he needed to get those right. Right. I can see. I see what you're saying.
Yeah. Oh.
So. When I go over anything that's even like a tenth of that height, I go. Oh!
Right. Roll down the windows.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
How did you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I've seen it.
So anyway, it looks like Madison Baumgartner is. He is Mason Saunders. World-class rodeo roper.
I love it.
The Diamondbacks general manager, because he's with the Arizona Diamondbacks now, Mike Hazen is this guy's name. He said that he wasn't going to get into discussing specific contract language when asked about this, because they went, any problem with this?
Right.
Photos of this guy, of Baumgartner, roping, were posted to Facebook, and that's how the big story got out.
Have you seen him?
Let's have a look at this.
I'm looking at Mad Bum. He's about, like, a foot and a half taller than the guy he ropes with. Else.
Oh my God, he's enormous on that horse. That horse looks like a pony.
That's what I'm saying. Like, his heels are like wrapped around the. He'll probably be like the. I mean, think about it. You know, a sick athlete like that.
All right.
You're focusing on riding a horse and doing that stuff.
Well, he's clearly had years and years of practice.
Yeah.
So he said he is often recognized at rodeo events, but he maintains his alias to keep his profile low. Now it's out.
That's funny.
He formed the Mason Saunders moniker by shortening his first name and adopting his wife's maiden name as the surname. So Mason Saunders instead of Madison Baumgartner.
Mm-hmm.
He says, something for my wife to call me when we're out in public, keep people from recognizing me. But you're going to ruin that for me. We just did. let's see. He said he's disputing that he signed with Arizona just to have my horses, but he did acknowledge that it was a benefit. He said once he's done playing baseball, he's going to pursue roping more rigorously.
To be fair, it's not like he couldn't have horses here. I mean, like,
sure,
with his dough.
Maybe he wants to have his own ranch, though. He wants to be with the horses.
Or whatever.
Yeah, I guess. I suppose that's true, right?
Yeah, I mean, it'd be a bit of a.
Yeah, Matt.
They don't even practice.
Madison. God.
Yeah.
Oh, so pretty. I knew it had to be pretty, right?
I went to a baseball game last night.
Oh, yeah?
I went family outing to Cal versus Stanford.
Oh, really?
At Cal, $2.
Oh.
$2 on Tuesday.
It's like old-timey.
$2. It was so awesome.
Oh. What time did you get to bed last night?
The kids were in bed by 9:15. I probably fell asleep at 10. Mm. So it was not
ideal.
So you
got a little bit. Did you get a nap today? A little nappy period?
Yeah, that's plenty of sleep for me, trust me. I'll wake up at 4 a.m. anyway. Might as well get out of bed.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, especially if I go to bed at 9:30 with the kids or whatever.
One more thing I want
to say. I go to bed at 8:30.
One more thing. Please stop. Johnny Mosley. Oh, my God. This is my life. Hey.
Stepping away from the mic.
No, don't step away. So here's the next story. Just really quickly. Do you and Malia ever watch The Bachelor or The Bachelorette? I know that Malia does like some trash TV.
She watches The Bachelor and The Bachelorette.
So maybe she already knows about this. They had kind of a surprise reveal. I guess, is it a Monday night show? On Monday's episode of The Bachelor, they put out a casting call for the senior Bachelor and Bachelorette. Oh, yeah. They're going to do a 65 and over. And I'm going to watch it. I would really love to see people not talking like this on our journey.
I know.
It's amazing.
I think I might be more interested in that.
Much more.
Because that's why I can't say that. And to be fair to Malia, I don't know if she's still watching it. If she finds out, like, I outed her on some, like, unfairly,
stupid radio show.
Yeah, she'll lose it. So I have seen her watch it over the years.
Look, it's guilty pleasure. It's fun. I've definitely watched it plenty of times. Yeah. Like, John gets sucked into it.
Now there's like a Bachelor Live or something like that. What is that? Like a road show?
There's all kinds of crap.
What is that?
You know, they're just trying to make money. There's all kinds of crap.
But I love the senior thing. That's great.
I know. It is great. So basically they're saying, give us your grumpiest old men. Give us your goldenest girls.
Great.
Hashtag The Bachelor.
On the network? Same network?
Yep.
ABC spin-off?
It's going to be... says, now casting seniors looking for love. Go to abc.com/casting. One producer said, are you entering your golden years and looking for romance? The producers of The Bachelor are looking for active, outgoing single men and women in their golden for a new, exciting dating show.
DeJesus, will you watch seniors try to get it on?
Yeah, I actually would. I've never watched The Bachelorette or The Bachelor, so I would watch this.
I mean, she just summed it up. The real reason they got to do this is because the only people watching network TV are like 65 and over anyway.
Right. So they got to give them people
that's
they can relate
true, yeah.
to.
It's bad.
One person suggested that the new season should be filmed in Boca Raton.
There you go. Perfect. Yeah. Excellent.
So there you go.
I wait for it to finish the whole
sponsored
season
by Viagra.
So I can watch, plow through it, you know, just binge watch the whole season.
You were into that Love Island show.
That's what I'm saying. I like to binge those things, though, because it is trash. I don't want to wait till next week to watch the next episode.
I just want to get all the trash in at once.
I tried to watch a TV movie the other day, like with commercials. I mean, my brain won't do it.
Yeah.
It's impossible.
The attention span.
I mean, it's
not there anymore. It's
well,
just...
you just feel like, what the F am I watching commercials for?
Right.
I know. It's so... Although sometimes, it's so long since I've watched commercials that sometimes I... I'm like, oh, a commercial. This is new. Let's have a look at this.
It has made the commercials better. I feel like when they make commercials, they're really like, hey, we got to make this somewhat entertaining because otherwise no one's
Some of them are okay. I mean, that Jason Momoa one where it takes all the muscles off, that's good. But when you're watching, like, if you watch shows on demand, like the commercial, they play the same commercial. If you have five breaks and it's the same six commercials, and every one of them is more horrible than the last one about something. I'm like, you're not getting me.
Yeah.
You're not. Can't you guys look at my Google profile and figure out what I might be interested in? Because this ain't it. It's annoying.
If they show it to you enough.
Oh, then I start to feel like I need to get the, you know.
You need a sunsetter.
The heart medicine or whatever it is. Yeah, a sunsetter. Listen, I have a sunsetter. They've already got me.
God, our deck used to be so hot. But ever since we got the sunsetters,
they are very helpful.
It's a commercial you watch and you're like, God, that's so bad. Oh,
all right, listen,
actually that's kind of interesting.
Johnny, what? I have a question for you. Do you have a tease for the news?
Yes,
just
I
one thing
do.
Pick out the thing you're gonna start with.
He's
and
so proud right now.
Yes, there's a couple amazing teases I have right now.
Just one.
This is about something about Bob Ross.
Oh,
which
the
is
painter.
Yes,
I love Bob Ross.
Yes, and don't you want to know? I mean, he's not typically in the gossip news.
He has passed away. So I'm very interested to hear what's going on with Bob Ross after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.